A track so good we had to hear it twice. It was called Portrait of the Artist as a Young Woman, something new from Adrian Quesada. Pete LaRocca before that, he's a drummer. He had Chick Corea on piano and John Gilmore on sax on that album Turkish Women at the Bath from 1967. We heard the title track. Cedar Walton before that, covering Thelonious Monk off Minor with David Williams and Billy Higgins in that trio. This album's called The Trio, Volume 2. We heard from Claudine Monger and Tommy LaPuma singing with her on Small Talk from her album Love is Blue. And thanks again to Gus Bodenheim for trying to reestablish the reputation of his brother, Maxwell, the not-so-great poet. Anyway, my name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy with the most current events
relevant.
It's current events adjacent. 7-second delay coming up momentarily.
Kind of a bittersweet episode of 7-second delay tonight because it's going to be Andy's last show here for 6 weeks.
Well, I'll be with you in spirit. I'll be with you on the air also. I'm going to Skype in, or we've done a few of those interview shows.
Uh-huh.
They've gone very well, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And next week we'll air the very first one, with two or three different listeners interviewing us.
I'm going to blow this pop stand.
Yeah, you're going up to Toronto.
Hey, it's funny to call the radio station a pop stand.
Why?
Because you sometimes play pop music.
Well, we try not to. It sometimes gets on there by mistake.
And also, if you work on staff here, it's where all your dreams, the balloon that is your dreams, pops forever and is disappears into the ether. It is a pop stand in many ways.
Yeah. It's more of like a slow deflating.
And then it's also a pop stan because pop can mean father, and I've become sort of a father figure to you.
Right.
It's a pop stan.
It can also mean soda, what we call soda.
I saw somebody drinking soda here a few months ago.
Yep.
That's right, Ken. That's a very good answer, Ken. Did everyone hear Ken's answer? Very, very good, Kenny. So I'm going to be leaving you. I'm going to be leaving you in charge, Kenny.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know where the checkbook is?
No, but I'll find out.
Find it.
I can ask Kelly.
And you know where I keep the keys?
I don't.
The station goes on. Just keep the station running 24/7. It doesn't matter what you broadcast.
Okay.
You'll do fine.
Thank you.
Sure.
I appreciate you really trusting me to do this.
And I'll see you in 6 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, have a great time up there in Toronto, on the west side of Toronto.
No. Don't say where I'm going. Yeah. No, that's all, Ken. Don't. Wait. What the hell's that button for if you don't use it?
Oh, the delete button. The dump button.
What the hell's it for? Don't tell the world where I'm going.
Well, now we know you're going to be on the west side of Toronto. I was just guessing, you know.
Toronto, France.
Oh, yes, of course, Toronto in France. Not Toronto, Canada.
Oh, there's one in Canada?
No. Yeah. Yeah, there is that. Yeah. The original ones in France, though.
Yeah. What else is going on in your life? How was your week, man?
It's been good.
It's been hectic. You've been buying a house?
We are, yeah.
That could be stressful.
It is pretty stressful trying to move back to Hudson County. Too far away.
They've missed you.
The commute has grown to 2 hours, 2.5 hours each way.
Nobody cares.
Murder.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Except when I'm giving you a ride home, then you're...
How long you've been commuting?
Then you're happy.
Oy, my commute was long. Remember the old joke about the Jewish lady in the movie theater?
No.
And she wouldn't shut up. She was just sitting in the movie theater. She was saying, oy, am I thirsty? Oy, am I thirsty? I'm so thirsty. Oy, am I thirsty? So finally, the guy behind her can't stand it.
Yeah.
The guy gets up, goes to the lobby,
mm-hmm.
gets a big thing of water, a glass of water, mm-hmm. brings it back, gives it to the little lady.
How thoughtful.
Yes. So the little lady sips it, and then there's a little beat, and then the little old lady says, oy, was I thirsty?
That's a good
joke. So that's you telling us about how long your commute used to be. I was reminded of that joke.
Still is.
Oh, yeah. Oy, did I have a long commute.
All right. I'll keep that in mind next time you bitch about driving an hour each way to get here.
Oh, my God. An hour each way.
Yeah.
So that's 2 hours if you add it all up.
No, I know.
For what? For what? Just tell me for what. I'll stop complaining. Just have an answer.
To do your radio show.
No, okay, why? To what end? You get paid. You get to deposit checks.
Well, I don't get paid for being here at this hour.
You mean your day ends at 6 p.m.?
I mean, I could leave at 5 p.m. and that would be perfectly normal because I get here at 7 a.m.
So you must be in agony also. What the hell are we doing? It must be driving you crazy too.
No. I kind of disassociate myself from it. It's like I'm floating above my body, looking down at myself, watching myself doing it. You should try that.
I should.
It's very helpful.
What a great Zen answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, I will.
Good. I'm glad. Hey, so tonight we wanted to do, because it's our last live in-studio show for so long, the most relevant show we've ever done.
We've never been very topical, have we?
No, we haven't.
All our shows are pretty much what they call evergreens, right?
Yeah.
You could play them in 20 years and they'll make as little sense as they do now. That's right. What we do, right?
Yep.
But tonight we want to be as topical as what, Ken? As today's headlines. I say as topical and then you say as today's headlines.
Okay? Yeah.
So tonight we want to be as topical
as today's headlines.
That's right. It's Andy and Ken, finally, we're going to capture the zeitgeist.
Right. So we only want to talk about the top trending topic.
According to Google.
And right now, it is Florida flooding.
That's not what I have.
I told you this would be different on every computer
you
look
at. You want to just use your Google?
Yeah. Let's just use this one.
I might have a better. Wait, hold on. What do you have?
I have Florida flooding.
Okay, yeah, so we're just going to talk about Florida flooding.
Yeah, are you in Florida right now? We're talking about the flooding in Florida.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, to listeners, the phone number is 201-209-9368.
And if you're in Florida, there's a special hotline for you, 201-209-9368. That's our Florida hotline.
Let's get a weather map up here. I didn't realize that there was something going on weather-wise in Florida. I'm always very into extreme weather. Very exciting.
Where do you suppose? Oh, I hope it's not Disney World. There were so many families on vacation. They save all year.
Oh, that's right.
They save all year.
Yeah.
I hope it's hit Universal, not Disney.
Oh, yeah. There's some massive thunderstorms down there in
Florida. Just south of Orlando.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm going to the Keys next winter. Will that be okay?
It's a long ways off.
Do you think the storm will dissipate by then?
Long ways off, yeah.
How does this affect me?
I don't know that it really does affect you.
Oh, then what the hell are you talking about?
I think the flooding in Florida is overstated. It doesn't, on the radar map, doesn't make it look so bad.
Oh, Ken, I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. I'm so glad we're recording this. We could play it back.
I think Mississippi and Alabama, the coast of Mississippi and Alabama and the Gulf of Mexico, that looks like it's getting much...
Now, are they current storms you're looking at?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty serious.
Yeah. Well, those are serious.
Yeah, no one sees it. Those are serious. No one on the radio knows what you're pointing to.
I'm pointing to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi and Alabama. Yeah, like I just...
It's not like only Kreskin, if Kreskin is listening, the mind reader, only he's enjoying your...
Kreskin.
Kreskin, that's Kreskin. It. Oh, yeah, Kreskin.
Kreskin.
Oh, Kreskin, he's the other mind reader. You can get him a lot cheaper.
So we're only talking about the top trending topic on Google right now.
Are we doing 5 minutes on each topic? Or
yeah, which is Florida flooding.
You want to just wait till there's a new trending topic?
Well, let's see if there is a new there is a new trending topic.
Yeah, because we've exhausted the floodplains of Florida.
All right,
there's nothing else we could have possibly gone into there.
The new trending topic, Andy, is Jimmy Kimmel Live Metallica.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what that means. 201-209-9368. If you want to comment, we're only taking calls on the number one trending topic, Jimmy Kimmel Live Metallica.
I guess,
did he have Metallica on last night?
I guess he had him on last night and they played Holier Than Thou.
Is Metallica still... are they still a relevant band?
Yes, they are.
201-209-9368. If you saw the show or want to comment on Jimmy Kimmel or Metallica, but we're not taking any more calls on Florida flooding.
No, we're done with that.
That's old news. That's in our rearview mirror.
Yeah. People are talking about Metallica performing Holier Than Thou on Jimmy Kimmel.
According to Google, it's the number one trending subject.
Last night, yeah.
And no one's hipper than Andy and Ken. We only want people that are hip to the new trends. We don't want any L7s.
Well, this is very unhip.
Yeah.
Actually.
Why?
Because it's something that everybody on Earth is talking about. So that makes it unhip.
Shut up.
Hey, we're not talking about Metallica and Jimmy Kimmel anymore.
Oh, it's already changed?
Yeah, it's changed.
So wait, that's no longer the number one trending topic?
Nope.
Oh, thank God, because there's nothing else we could have possibly got into. Wait, I'm sorry. Is there any chance Metallica will rise back up again?
There is. There is that chance. They're not in the top 10. They fell out of the top 10.
Boy, that was quick.
Yeah.
Boy, it's mechanical.
So number one is now the Apple iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Oh, it must have just been announced today. 201-209-9368, or maybe some specs have been announced. You know, sometimes they leak the specs of the new Apple phones. 201-209-9368, we're talking about the new Apple.
Yeah, there have been some exclusive reveals apparently, Andy.
Wait, are you talking about the flooding in Florida?
No.
What?
No, I'm talking about
Metallica.
The iPhone. No, the iPhone.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The iPhone.
Boy, this show's moving too fast for me. It's like a moving target now. 201-209-9368. Hey, if you're interested in the new iPhone.
The Pro Renders have been revealed. I didn't know that was happening today.
What does Pro Render mean?
I don't know.
201-209-9368. Well, a lot of people must know because it's the number one topic trending.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so no more solid-state buttons. No more real buttons at all.
But wait.
All buttons are now screen-based.
You mean the side buttons?
Yeah, even the side buttons are now getting rid of those too.
In the new iPhone?
Yeah, oh man, that's a bad move.
It is?
I think so.
Well, you heard it here first. Oh, that's controversial.
Yeah.
Ken's going out on a limb.
Yeah, I hate Apple, so.
You do? We hate Apple?
I hate Apple.
Hold on, let me see the list here. Oh, I have the list. Paul McCartney, Apple, Elon Musk.
I don't hate Paul McCartney.
Oh, you came around on Paul McCartney?
No, I don't
hate
him.
Okay, good, excellent. Yeah. Oh, he's off to Ken's list. We're going to do Ken's list next
week.
Oh,
wait, we have a new topic now.
Okay. Okay, let me make the announcement. No more calls. No more of your damn calls about the new Apple. We're sick to death of talking about the new Apple.
Yeah.
We only want to talk about Metallica on Jimmy Kimmel.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, flooding.
There's a new trending topic.
Oh, hold on. There's a whole new trending topic.
A brand new trending topic on
Google. Go ahead, Ken.
It's the Apple iPhone 14 Pro Max.
Wait, that was what you just said 2 minutes ago.
No, that was the Apple iPhone 15.
Oh, just shoot me. 201-209-9368.
This is the 14 Pro Max that we're talking about now.
Okay. But what's there to say about that? Do they have the buttons on the side?
I guess you can get a trade-in. Somebody's calling right now about
they better
this.
Be on topic.
Yeah,
because we are a trendy show.
Tell me about it. Hi, you're on the air. We're talking about the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max.
So actually, it's Nadia, and I wanted to say, you know, these topics, I have no idea, but there's a topic in my school that's been going around, and everybody's talking about it in my class.
I know, Nadia. I know. Metallica.
Yes, yes.
Metallica was on Jimmy Kimmel.
It's because, you know the new Mario movie?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know how Mario isn't Italian? He's American.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
He's American.
That's outrageous.
You mean the actor is American?
Yeah, the actor's American.
Hold on.
They didn't even do a voice changer. Like, they could have at least done a voice
changer.
Oh, my God. Now,
Nadia,
is it a cartoon American or is it a real flesh and blood American?
No, it's cartoon, but like
at least Chris Pratt.
If they're going to do the cartoon, they gotta give him Italian.
I'm so offended.
I'm offended. That's an insult to Italian Americans.
It is. It is. The guys who do my lawn are Italian. On their behalf, I'm super offended. You know, they bring mulch to our lawn every year.
Really? I bring my own mulch.
You do?
Yep. I haul my own mulch, my friend.
Oh, my God. It never ends with you.
Yeah.
I can't talk about mulch without you trying to top me.
Andy, I heard you're going on vacation?
Well, it's not a vacation. I'll be working. It's a hard concept for Ken to get his head around.
Am I allowed to sub for you, Andy?
Well, Ken, that's up to Uncle Ken.
Nadia, but actually what would be great would be if you could interview me and Andy over Zoom. Could you do that?
I mean, I could,
yeah. Because that's mostly what we're going to be doing for the next month or so.
You probably have a lot of questions for me already.
Just save up all your questions for Andy.
How much mulch do I get every year?
Am I allowed to ask you a question right now, Ken?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Is your real name actually Ken? Because the people, I mean, if this is, like, offensive or mean, I don't mean to be mean, but, like, I don't know, like, a lot of people that are named Ken, so I wanted to know if that's your real name.
It is a funny name. I know, it is a funny name, isn't it, Nadia? Ken.
It is my real name.
I can't believe that's your real name.
Yeah, it is my real name.
So your parents really named you Ken?
They named me Kenneth because they wanted to call me Don, but they didn't want me to get teased for being like Donald Duck. So they named me Kenneth, and Don is my middle name.
Okay.
Huh. You heard it here, unfortunately.
All right, Nadia, I will email you so we can set up that interview.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, let's check our trending topics because that's really...
No, we have so much to talk about, the iPhone 14.
I don't think that's...
I have the iPhone 14?
I don't know.
Is that the one I have?
That's yesterday's news.
What's the topic now?
Yeah, the top trending topic on Google now is the Apple iPhone 13 Pro.
Dear God. This is the worst list ever.
Yeah.
It's so predictable.
It's hard to believe that this is true.
Do you see a pattern here? Just to recap, we talked about the iPhone 15. Then we segued into the iPhone 14. But now the hot topic, iPhone 13.
Yeah, but what the hell? This brings up an article from September 2021.
Well, maybe
I smell a rat.
Oh, man, the odor that rats emit would be a more interesting topic. You know...
We have a new trending topic.
What is it?
Missing Texas woman found alive.
That is finally some good news.
Yes.
You know, because all I've been hearing about was the horror of the iPhone 15 eliminating buttons. Okay, we're not talking about the iPhones anymore. No more calls about Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
No more calls about Florida flooding.
Metallica, nothing.
Nothing. We only want to talk about missing women.
And this is an amazing story. I know about this story. A guy in Texas noticed in a small pond that there was a Jeep almost fully submerged in the middle of the pond.
Well, the woman must be dead. She's in the Jeep, fully submerged.
Right. And so this guy called 911. And,
good. He's a hero.
Yeah. They came like 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
And they went out there, and there was a woman in the Jeep. The Jeep only had like, 6 inches.
Well, she was staying. She was just breathing.
Of air. And she was alive.
Did the woman and the man who found her hook up?
No, they did not.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a complete happy ending.
No.
But it was a moderately happy ending.
Yeah, it was an acceptable ending.
6 inches of air.
Yeah.
Wow, that is an amazing story. How did she drive into the river?
She turned right.
She probably, all she wanted to do that day was die. And that guy ruined her plans. Believe me, I know how that feels. So.
We can't talk about that anymore.
Oh, that discussion's over.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, we're not talking about that anymore.
We're talking about the CPI inflation rate.
Okay, we're only talking about CPI inflation rate.
The cost price index, I think that stands
only,
for.
Only the hottest topic on Google, the hottest trending topic, because there's no show more relevant. You could try every other news show on the dial.
Inflation went down to 5% last month.
All right, then. Well done, Kenny.
Lowest it's been in about 3 years or a year and a half.
5%?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, let me
remember
figure this
when
out.
It was. Remember when it was 8 or 9%?
Okay, you do the math. If inflation now is 5%, uh-huh. I guess you call that good news. I'm getting 3% on my savings.
Yeah.
Okay, you do the math for me. How much am I making every year?
You're losing tons of money.
Oh, that's right. That's how it works. That's right.
Hi, you're on the air. We're talking about the cost price index going down up by 5%. How are you feeling about
that?
Oh, no. Yeah.
He wanted to talk about his beach house in Florida.
Yeah, well, and that's going to make the iPhones more expensive, right?
Yeah, I guess it might make iPhones more expensive.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We have to move on. There's a new hot trending topic on Google. It's about TikTok.
There's no show more relevant. We are straddling the zeitgeist, and we are riding it.
Oh no!
Like a rodeo bucking bronco.
Oh no, Andy!
We will not be thrown off the zeitgeist.
The Apple iPhone 15 Pro Max is moving up the chart again.
Is it number one again?
No, it's a number two though.
Don't be scared. What's okay. Number one?
Number one is 045, meaning Instagram notes TikTok.
Tell me what that means.
Okay, I have to look into it a bit. There's a TikTok trend,
yes,
which is 045.
Tell me what that means.
It's a TikTok number trend of some sort.
Okay, tell me what that means.
It's gone very viral.
Okay, why?
I'm not sure.
Did you know 45 is kind of a joke number in my family?
No, why is that?
My kids think that's my maximum speed wherever I'm driving. No matter what the situation, no matter what highway I'm on. What does 45 mean on TikTok?
Well, 045 represents letters. I think this is a way that people are writing in code on TikTok. So 045
means what?
It represents a letter.
Is it a way for kids to hook up?
Yes.
It is?
Yes, they can hook up without adults being aware of what's going on.
Until now, until Andy and Ken broke the news.
And they can go all the way. So 045 actually represents the letter J. So if you wanted to say JK, just kidding, you could type 045 and then 054, and that means just kidding.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
You wanted to know. You wanted to know.
This is so stupid. Kids are so stupid. You can't argue with that. Kids are so stupid.
People are so stupid, period. It's not just the kids.
Okay. Hey, if you want to say JK to someone, get a pencil and paper. Number one, you should know JK means just kidding.
Oh,
but you don't want to say just kidding.
You didn't know that?
And you don't even want to. No, I knew that because Beth ends every other sentence.
Okay.
Okay. You don't even want to say JK anymore. That's for losers. That's for L7.
Right.
Here's what you want to say. Get a pencil and paper. 045.
No, O, four, lowercase letter
O. Lowercase O, and then 45. That's J.
Yeah.
And then what's K, Ken?
K is O 54.
O 54 is
O 045, O 54.
If you tell anyone I told you this, means, I'm going to deny it.
Means JK, just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah. And that's trending.
That's trending.
That's
on,
trending.
On
there
TikTok.
Are wars. There's wars in the Middle East. There's wars in Ukraine. There's pestilence.
Who cares about that? This is a way for teenagers to go all the way without any adults being able to understand what the hell they're talking about.
Here's what's trending. O 045.
Okay, there's something new trending.
Is it an iPhone?
No. Nope.
Is it Metallica on a late night talk show?
It's not.
Is it a lady in a Jeep breathing the last of the air?
I wish, but no. It's that Chicago Walmart stores are closing, Andy.
Chicago Walmart stores are closing.
Yeah, it's closing. They're closing half their stores in Walmart. So if you want to talk about that, this is your program right here.
It sure is. The only
7-second delay on WFMU. Give us a call about half the Walmart's closing down in Chicago.
Just because they don't want people to shoplift anymore.
201.
Those fascists. They want you to go to the cashier. I've been to Walmart. This is what they want. This is what they expect. Okay, you take the item off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed, apparently, to just walk out with it.
Yeah.
You got to go to the cashier, often at the far end of the store.
Right. Even if you were at home, you could just have somebody bring it to you.
Get this, Ken. You go to the cashier. There's more of it than not. There's a line at the cashier.
Oh, God.
Okay, so now you're waiting up. This is what they want you to do.
I hate lines.
That's why. That's why people hate Walmart.
Yeah.
They want you to exchange. Oh. They want you to exchange money for goods and services.
I see. So we're happy, right? We're happy that Walmart's closing half its stores?
I don't know. Oh, poor Chicago.
Poor Chicago.
Aren't you glad you don't live there? I'd rather live in Florida where it's flooding now. I'd rather be in the audience at Jimmy Kimmel, even though there's a chance I'm going to have to sit through Metallica.
That's a very low chance right now because Metallica played his show last night, as you might know, because it was a hot trending topic. Well, let's see what's trending now. Yeah, something else is trending now, Andy. It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Is that a sports franchise?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you guess where they're from?
That sports franchise is really doing well, or that sports franchise is really disappointing its fans, or that sports franchise has made a couple of bad trades and they're badly positioned for next season.
How about that mascot, though?
Is it about the mascot?
I wish.
What is the mascot? The little, I guess it's a little.
I don't know. Is it the Philadelphia Freak? The Philly Freak? It's not Gritty. It's Swoop.
Oh, Swoop. You know what the mascot is for the Chicago Cubs?
What?
A kid stuffing a store item down his pants.
Oh, what's his name?
Little Shoplifter. Little Shoplifter.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken and Andy.
Who's this?
This is Chris from Brooklyn.
Hey, Chris. We're talking about Swoop, the mascot for the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's trending now. It's the hottest topic
in
the country.
Walmart?
Yeah.
You want to go back to talking about Walmart?
That is old news.
Yeah, it's yesterday's news, Chris.
Yeah, but Walmart, welcome to Bohacks, baby. When Bohacks first came out, they wiped out all the mom and pops, and they were the people who were destroying America.
Andy,
but we got used to supermarkets. And then Walmart destroyed all the supermarkets. Not bad, huh?
Oh, so it's karma.
So it's Philadelphia Eagles you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, this kid could go. This kid's good. This kid can leapfrog from one topic to another.
I missed Bohack. Jeez.
You don't really miss Bohacks because guess what? Every supermarket you shop at is an old Bohack.
Wow.
Guess what, Ken?
What?
You miss Bohack?
Yeah.
Go to any supermarket.
Okay.
Guess what? This is going to rock your world. Get ready for your brain to explode.
Yeah.
It's an old Bohack.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Baby, I have never been more serious.
You got to work it into the monkey movie, Andy.
Yeah, how could that miss? And now you want to talk about the Phillies?
No. Yeah, we're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and the beloved Swoop the Eagle mascot.
Did he die?
No, I think...
Was he found in a Jeep with 6 inches of air left?
Nope, but he molested a child, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. If you're going to molest anyone, don't make it a child, please.
Yeah.
The Philly fanatic has never molested a child.
Nor has Gritty.
The Philly Fanatic seems to be very aptly named. He's a fanatic.
Yeah, Philly has good mascots. I got to hand it to him.
You know who I? You know, I would disagree with you there, Ken, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Swoop is some kind of weird, psychotic pedophile.
Well, that's true. He's
so you want to defend the Philly mascot? I'll give you a minute to defend him.
No, Gritty. I'll defend Gritty. Gritty's my favorite Philadelphia mascot.
Which one is he?
He's the hockey team, right? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Flyers.
Yeah, the kids that he's interested in, they just disappear. Nobody's testifying against Gritty.
And Gritty's also against the fascists.
Oh, he's anti-fascist?
Yes, he's an anti-fascist mascot.
This sports mascot kills fascists.
Yes, that's Gritty.
That's what it says.
Now you're
That's what it says on his guitar.
Now you got it.
Gritty.
All right, let's see what's trending on Google now.
You can't get more topical than this.
Oh, my God. Flooding see, now this Florida? Doesn't make sense. BoJack Horseman. It's saying BoJack Horseman, but I don't believe that. Oh, sorry, that's not trending. That says recent searches.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Well, can you go to trending?
Yeah, now how do I get it to trending now?
Well, wait. You
see,
just
changed,
down.
It just changed.
No, you just go down. Just go down to currently trending.
Yeah, but then I'll just, like, see, like, what you... Like,
oh, you mean
this has your term, reverse cowgirl. This is your list.
My list? How come it's your computer?
Reverse cowgirl.
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah. It's all alphabetical.
Schoolgirl, plaid skirt.
Oh, you're making jokes.
These are, yeah.
Kenny's making jokes. Do you want me to do what's trending on my thing?
Yeah, it's not showing me anymore.
All right, this is, I'm going to Google, I'm going to what's trending. Justin Pearson, Tennessee. Is that a political thing?
I don't know.
Is he a senator or congressman I don't know of? Justin Pearson.
He's the guy they bounced out because he had a megaphone.
Oh, he was the,
one of them.
In Nashville. They kicked him out of the state assembly.
The other guy got put in already.
Oh, I see. So it must be, there must be some kind of ongoing debate on somewhere about Justin Pearson.
Guns.
See, now suddenly Google is not letting me see what's trending.
I think Google knows you've been mocking it.
Yes, I think so. It's only giving me things that I've searched for.
Okay, here's something else that's come up on mine.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what these mean. Dairy farm explosion.
Oh, dairy farm or dairy?
No, dairy, like a milk farm, like cows. Is there something trending? Is there a breaking story?
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was terrible.
What?
Oh, my God, thousands of cows killed. Oh, that's awful.
Wait, in the United States?
Yeah, at a dairy farm in the Texas Panhandle.
But how can 1,000 cows be killed? They were all in a giant...
18,000 cows!
No.
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Wait, how can I get my hamburgers? I'll still get hamburgers.
No more hamburgers these for
were
you.
Those were the hamburger cows?
Yep.
The last ones?
Jesus. A woman almost got killed, but she got out alive.
18,000 cows and no humans?
No humans killed.
Oh, it's a bad day in India.
Wow. Almost all the cows were killed.
Wow, that's a bad explosion.
And it's not explained at all. In this news article that I'm looking at. This.
Well, you know, cows emit a lot of gas.
Did
you know that?
Yeah, of course.
Did you know that, Ken?
Yes, I did know that.
I mean, a dangerous amount of gas.
Right.
Okay. You have an open flame near a cow?
Yeah.
Near 18,000 cows?
Right.
That are farting and tooting away?
Yeah, maybe they were...
I think I'll light this cigar?
In an enclosed space.
Hey, Ken, you want to be cool? Light a pipe. Well, no, I won't light a pipe here. I'll go into that the warehouse with 18,000 cows.
It might be the feedlot because grain is like a high explosive if you spark a match.
Right, cornstarch, yeah.
Hold on, there might be, I have another theory.
Yeah, you have.
It's not the farting.
Okay, what is it?
It could be the grain.
Yeah, the grain.
It could be a feedlot.
Yeah, sometimes silos explode because there's all these particles of grain and sand and stuff in the air that all explodes. And it's a chain reaction.
Where were you when you heard about the 18,000 cows?
I was sitting right here next to you.
I was right here next to you.
Yeah, because it just happened.
You were in Brooklyn? I guess everyone will remember where they were. Hey, why don't we ask that? We have a half hour left. Where were you when you heard about the 18,000 cows in Texas? 201-209-9368.
Okay, here we go.
A new topic?
Got back to trending searches.
Wait, have we exhausted the cows dying?
Well, it's no longer the top trending term that we're being told about.
Is this about the lady in the Jeep?
Nope, it's another TikTok thing.
Oh, God.
It's an old age filter cap cut on TikTok. And I don't know what that means. But
you're going to need a Ute to call in for this one, so I'm going to hang up, guys.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, no L7s, no squares allowed. We are trending. This is as hot as today's headlines.
It's another viral old age filter. You know, it's an old age filter is what it is.
Do you remember how to say JK if you see a kid?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I do.
Go ahead.
Lowercase O45, yes. O54. That's how you say JK to the TikTok generation. So you can insult them. You can say, man, you gained a lot of weight. 045, 054.
Now, if you see someone from the TikTok generation on the street, are you allowed to push them over? I believe you should.
No,
be.
It depends. It depends on whether there's any security cameras around.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's always tricky.
So the TikTok old age filter cap cut, it's a filter that makes you look older that the kids are playing with on TikTok. So that's...
It's trending now.
That's what it is. So that we're only taking calls on that. If you have any thoughts on this TikTok filter that makes you look old, it's called cap cut. This is the station for you. Oh, sorry.
Old news.
Old news.
We're moving on.
We're moving on now.
We're riding that zeitgeist. It's bucking and bronking around the rodeo.
Funny you should say that, Andy, because the top trending search in the U.S. right now is the Denver Broncos news. That big news about the Denver Broncos.
They must have made a big trade.
Yep.
What did they do? Did they?
Yeah, big top third round pick.
Oh, that's why football's in the news. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the football trading.
Yep.
Okay. And who did they trade for?
I don't know. A guy who's wearing a football helmet.
Oh, man, good choice. A good choice because it is rough out there on the gridiron.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. They found a guy that had his own helmet. 201-209-9368. If you have an opinion about the Denver Broncos' big trade, did they make the biggest mistake of the season already? Are their hopes doomed for 2024? Or could this finally turn it around for the Broncos? And we want to hear from you. 201-209-9368. It is the number one trending topic in America.
Can George Patton and company still hit a home run, even though they only got the 67th pick?
Hit a home run? It's football.
It was an off metaphor.
Yeah. I wonder if that football team will hit a lot of home runs. 201-209-9368.
There's a new trending.
All right, hold on. We're not taking calls about that anymore.
We're now, but we are still taking calls about football, though. But only about Josh Jacobs, though.
Oh, wait. So this is all going to be football going forward,
man. Nope. Hey, man.
No, because the trading, because it's a big trading day. It's all in progress.
We haven't hit any football until right now.
No, but this is all that's going to be for 20 minutes. We're doomed.
I don't agree.
Oh, no. It probably just began.
No, man. Metallica's going to come back. Jimmy,
we're doomed.
No, I don't agree.
We're doomed as doomed can be to talk about football players we can't pronounce or we've ever heard.
Josh Jacobs. You can pronounce his name.
I don't know anything about him. What team drafted him?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay, so this is now the football draft for the next 20 minutes.
No.
That's all it's going to be.
Oh, come on, Andy. Let's go to the phones. Hi, okay. You're on the air talking about Josh Jacobs here.
Oh, Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I heard he's been really popular lately.
Oh, sorry. We've just changed the topic.
I hope he has his own helmet.
Andy, the new top trending topic now is one I know something about. The Dalai Lama has been on an apology tour for several days now.
What did he do?
Well, yeah. It says here, Dalai Lama apologizes for kissing boy. He was kind of flirting with a young boy.
Yeah.
Who was paying homage to him or whatever,
yeah.
And he asked the boy to suck on his own tongue.
Okay.
Which did not happen.
Just let me say, I hope this is a cautionary tale for you, Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a lot of young kids that sometimes visit the station.
Right.
They all have very succulent-looking tongues. I know you always mention their tongues.
That's not my thing, Andy.
So the Dalai Lama is going on tour. Now, you know who I heard is opening for him on this tour? Eddie Rabbit.
Really?
Yeah. So Eddie Rabbit comes out and does a few songs, and then the Dalai Lama comes out and apologizes.
Yeah.
For sucking the boy's tongue.
So this has been going on for days. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Dalai Lama, this is his biggest mistake maybe ever.
Now, can I tell you something? What I do, I leave after Eddie Rabbit.
That's, yeah. Dalai Lama should.
I don't need to hear the apology.
No.
I don't need to hear his excuse.
Yeah, you can read the apology also.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, we're talking what? What's now trending, Ken?
Hi, you're on the air. We're talking about the Dalai Lama apologizing for trying to kiss a boy.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it is
horrible. Horrible.
The still from the video.
Yeah, but he didn't actually do it.
2023 in a nutshell right there.
It didn't actually happen, though, I don't think.
I'm off the charts upset about that. And also, apparently, Chris Pratt is not really Italian.
We have a new trending topic now.
Right. Oh, sorry. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
201, thanks for your input. You've given us a lot to think about. 201-209-9368.
The top trending search on Google is once again the Apple iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Well, we've exhausted that topic.
No, there's new.
There's nothing new to say.
No, there is something new
to say.
There's
no buttons on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those.
You can start looking for the buttons on the side. You're never going to find them. Just give up, buddy. They're gone, baby, gone.
They apparently put out a dummy phone.
Yeah.
People hate it. People hate the idea of getting rid of the solid-state physical
buttons.
People
have to just get their heads around it, get used to change.
Apparently, Apple's stock tanked 12% on the news that
look,
they were—
everybody has wishes. I wish all the Walmarts in Chicago would stay open. I wish the lady had more than 6 inches of air. Everybody has their. You're living in a dream world, people.
Man, but this has been a really unpopular move.
Controversial.
Yeah, for Apple.
Yeah.
Hi, we're talking about the Apple buttons. You're on the air.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say it's still better than my iPhone 6. So.
Yeah.
It's still better.
I don't
what?
Know.
It's
better than her iPhone 6. I have an iPhone 7. I don't want to upgrade. And I just don't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They're forcing me to. This is Pam, by the way.
Oh, hi, Pam.
But Pam, aren't you?
Hi.
But Pam, isn't your battery at like always at zero?
Yeah, kind
yes.
of.
Come on, Pam. You can't go out more than 20 minutes now.
Well,
with
I
a battery.
Battery pack.
I know, but come on, Pam. It's time to upgrade.
Yeah, you carry around a battery pack. That's exactly what I do.
Exactly.
Okay,
Andy,
Pam.
Andy, that's what I need for my birthday. Bye.
Bye, Pam.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I wish she had stayed on and told me when her birthday was. Unfortunately, you and I have no way to know when her birthday was. Oh, that is a shame. She would have been really delighted with her gift. Oh, what a heartbreaker. 201-209-9368. I'm going to try to guess when her birthday is.
Okay.
I think it was last week, so there won't be another one for almost a whole year.
There's a new trending search.
Oh, hold on. Hold the phone.
Yeah.
This bulletin just in. Go ahead, Ken. What is the new trending topic in America?
It's once again Denver Broncos news.
Well, because it's the draft in progress.
Okay. And then, here's another new one.
Yeah.
Federal courthouse collapsed in Savannah, Georgia. Why did a federal courthouse collapse?
Oh, I read about that. Very interesting. It was built out of Legos.
Oh.
They thought they could save some money.
I see. Uh-huh.
They had a bunch of 6th and 7th graders build the whole courthouse.
Really?
Yeah, and there's no real surprise here. This is kind of one of those I told you so stories.
Wow. Apparently 3 people were hurt.
Yeah, they swallowed the smaller Legos.
Oh, it wasn't from the courthouse collapsing. They just
were any cows hurt?
They were choking.
Did you hear about the cows in Texas?
18,000 cows.
You know what I think it was?
What?
My opinion?
What?
The grain.
Grain explosion.
Grain exploding.
I think you might be right.
The gas just built up.
Yeah. Well, that's different than gas. The grain explosion. It's not. That's not gas.
I didn't say the gas just built up.
You said.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Hey, there's a new trending topic. Worldwide on Google here.
Yeah, what could it be?
It's a new one.
Oh, good.
I don't know what it means.
Okay.
Katie Cotton, Apple.
Katie with a C?
Yeah, okay. So, Katie Cotton died. Okay.
Oh, baby. She worked for Apple?
She was Steve Jobs' longtime associate.
Oh, my baby.
Yeah.
She might have been a character in the in the Steve Jobs movie.
Oh, okay.
In the Aaron Sorkin movie.
Uh-huh. Did you see that? Did you like it?
I liked it very much. And there was a loyal assistant.
She was the character. PR. She was a PR legend.
I don't know if that was her. Oh, my baby. I'm sorry to
hear
that.
Katie Cotton. There she is, smiling at you.
Okay, so that is too bad. And
so everybody from Silicon Valley knew her. Everybody loved her.
Our hearts go out to her and her family.
She was the guardian of the Apple brand for 18 years.
How old a woman was she?
Young.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Why do you bring us down, man?
This is just what's
trending.
Why do
you do that?
Because we want...
We're on a roll. We're having fun.
We want relevance, Andy.
Yeah.
That was the idea of doing
this.
But
there's nothing good about that story. Because it's a person with a name. The lady in the Jeep doesn't have a name. We didn't know her name. We never muttered her name.
Oh, the lady with 8 inches
of air? 6 inches
of air.
We didn't know her name, so we could joke about it.
Right.
The 18,000 cows, we didn't know their names.
That's awful, the 18,000 cows exploding. Jesus.
Yeah. That's a terrible way to go.
Well, fortunately, there's a new trending topic worldwide on Google, Andy.
What is it, Ken?
American Idol contestants. Is tonight like a new season or something?
It's hard to keep up with the news, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd rather stay misinformed and uninformed.
Yeah, I guess there's American Idol's going on right now.
Is tonight a new American Idol or some kind of finale something?
I don't know.
We'll find out,
it's
man.
It's impossible to find out.
It's the number one topic in the country. You
but
can find
not,
out.
But it's not possible to
click
find out.
Click on it. Use your mouse. Use your mouse and then you click on the
there's
finger.
There's nothing happening tonight. I guess Kelly Clarkson and Ryan Seacrest are on the panel.
Well, how could it be trending? Maybe somebody's...
People are interested in the contestants.
Maybe somebody's on Twitter talking
Apparently
about it.
A judge did something weird. He made an exception.
Yeah.
And he sent 26 contestants down to the final 24. Oops! You see what he did there?
It's not an oops. He didn't make a mistake. He made an intentional exception.
I don't think so.
No. It's not a mistake. He made an exception. He liked all 26 contestants.
I think he's developmentally disabled.
I think he couldn't decide on who to eliminate, and so he sent them all to the next level. I think that's what's happening.
I don't think so.
And that's somehow newsworthy.
Well, it's got the American Idol community very upset. Because, there's people who say what you're saying, and then there's people saying what I'm saying.
I pray to God they get over it. I pray to God they all find the kind of therapy and help that they need.
Don't count on it, Andy. This is serious stuff.
Okay, what's trending?
You
know what? I'm exhausted. I can't do this every week. I'm so glad. I need a 6-week vacation.
Yeah, it's good that you're going to be parking your van.
Yeah.
Out there in Toronto, France.
Yeah.
On the lot where they're shooting the new Monk movie.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be hard to find.
No, it's usually surrounded by SWAT teams.
Yeah. SWAT teams with their rubber bullets, or do they use jelly?
I wish.
Do they use jelly bullets
in
now?
My dreams.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys got the rubber bullets with you? You know what I always do? I always carry rubber bullets with me.
Yeah.
So the guys can shoot me with rubber bullets.
Oh, my God. The number two trending topic in the U.S. now is the Russian volcano eruption. That's exciting.
Wait, but that's behind what?
What do you mean? Well, it's
what's number one?
Number one is real estate housing market.
You don't want to talk about that?
Okay, we'll talk about
that. Aren't we committed to talk about that?
Yeah, we are.
You'd rather talk about the big eruption in Russia.
I guess home prices finally bottomed out.
Is there any lava erupting and emitting from the houses?
A little bit. It was mostly a pyroclastic flow and ash.
In Russia?
6 inches of ash. Yeah, very close to Alaska, actually. Way up high towards the Bering Sea. In the Kamchatka Peninsula.
I had a feeling there was going to be a volcano
did
in Russia.
Did you? Really?
In hindsight, always 2020. I should have called the authorities.
Yeah, you should have. Because this one apparently came as a big surprise.
I should have called the embassy. I had a feeling last week. I told you about it, didn't I?
I don't recall, no.
Oh, I wish I had.
I would remember.
Yeah, I don't have any proof that I had this feeling.
Yeah, you should. Oh no, Katie Cotton is at the top of the charts again.
Oh, she's the Apple executive?
Yeah, the Apple, the thing that
nothing bummed, funny about her.
Bummed you out so much.
Yeah.
Man, did people love her.
Yeah, they did.
In Silicon Valley.
I wish she was 18,000 cows.
Yeah.
I've got a zinger. If she was 18,000 cows, I'd be in really great shape.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Andy. Listen, you want to know what the top five topics are?
Football.
On Google?
All no. Football.
Dalai Lama apologized for kissing boy.
We've already covered that.
Jimmy Kimmel, live Metallica.
Already done that.
Real estate housing market.
Don't know what that means. There must be new figures released today.
No, we just talked about that a second ago.
Oh, fine. Okay, go ahead.
Housing prices just bottomed out from the housing downturn. Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, that must be the draft, okay.
Well, we talked about them, too.
Okay. What's
remember the mascot?
Yeah, we're going down the list.
The child molested mascot, Florida flooding.
Oh, we're back to that? It all comes around to that.
And now here's a new one, the Barbie trailer.
Oh, there's a new Barbie movie.
Yeah, with Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, right?
Yeah, people loving the Barbie trailer?
Yeah, I guess so. Have you seen any of the Barbie stuff?
I think my daughter, Molly, was excited and showed me. Maybe she showed me a teaser trailer, a short trailer. It looked like high energy.
Yep.
It looked like a Russian volcano.
Yep, you got to love Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
You do? You have to?
Yeah, you do have to.
Okay, if you want to be cool.
They're both so damn adorable.
Okay, let's take the calls. We're talking about the new Barbie trailer.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. We're talking Barbie on WFMU.
Hi, I'm not Barbie, and my birthday is August 12th.
August 12th.
Oh,
okay.
This. Damn. You are. Oh, my God. She's like Beth's cousin. Beth will always find a way to remind me when a birthday's coming.
Hi, you're on the air. We're talking Barbie here on WFMU.
Too late. I was hung up on the Philadelphia Eagles and Broncos trading for the Dalai Lama.
No. Oh, you had a whole little
sorry,
joke.
Man.
You had a whole routine worked out.
Yeah, that's all yesterday's news.
Yeah, literally, that's old news.
Okay, now there's a new trending topic worldwide here on Google. It's the Missouri Public Libraries. I don't know what.
Oh, that must be a censorship story.
Oh yes.
They must have a trans reading hour or something.
The Republicans in Missouri are threatening to defund public libraries.
Oh, it's a showdown in Missouri.
Oh, because the libraries won't remove the books that they're demanding be removed.
What books are that? Is that
a bunch of the monk books? I don't know.
I wish.
I know. Dreams. It's true. It would be.
I know. It's the kind of publicity you dream of.
That's a great question. Now I want to find out what book started this whole thing. Missouri Public Library book.
Okay, type. Google it, baby. Google like the wind.
Book bans. Come on.
Wait, we have a full phone back. Why don't we talk while you Google?
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, did you mention my birthday? Is that trending?
Hey, honey.
Hey, are we still on the Missouri library topic?
Yeah.
Yes, at the moment we are.
Oh, it's horrible. I'm against it. Why would you close down libraries? It's
yeah,
like
Beth is for
shooting themselves in the
Beth
back.
Is for keeping libraries open, and it's not even smart politics, Beth is saying. Even for the Republicans, it's bound to backfire on them in the next election cycle. That's what Beth is saying. Uh-huh. Am I right, honey?
Yeah. They're already losing the younger generation.
They're already, right. Kids are already so turned off. This is not going to help them, is it, honey?
No, honey.
Beth has made a lot of good points.
When is my birthday?
I know when your birthday is. I'm going to get you a set of trans books about trans children.
Because I know there's a... You can't check them out at the Missouri...
They're being sold. They're on the street in Missouri. They're being tossed out. I can get them for free.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what are you going to do with all the books and the librarians? It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Okay, but I just wanted to...
That's my wife, Ken, weighing in.
Have a good trip.
Thanks, Beth. I'm just looking for the name of any specific book that was banned in Missouri. All I found was that 300 of them were banned, including...
Well, I think Mouse was, wasn't it?
Oh, Mouse, yeah, probably. Yeah. The only other book I could find listed
That's
was
right.
Andy you Has two. Two Mommies.
Without any information, you two theorize. This is exactly the problem. You two theorize on what the books
Mouse
are.
Mouse was banned, but that was in Texas, I believe. Right?
Okay, well, that's different. That's not a fact.
I mean, I'm a Southerner, and I can say...
Yeah, she's a Southerner. She has the right to have an opinion about this.
Oh, here we go. Book bans list.
Finally, a book ban list.
No, I haven't found it yet.
Oh, man. Well,
Timmy
right,
has.
The next
oh, here it is. Timmy has five, count them, five mommies.
Exactly. Oh, graphic. Okay, so here's the list.
There's a book for it,
yeah, graphic
yeah,
novel,
I'm all for
graphic.
That, honey.
Graphic novels of Batman and the X-Men,
yeah.
A copy
Please
of
all the libraries because you
Reader's
know,
Digest.
Has five
Works by
and
William
also,
Shakespeare and Mark
I was
Twain.
More worried about Timmy's
oh, it is Mouse. It does include Mouse.
Oh, I owe my wife an apology.
There you go, Andy.
Honey, Mouse is on the list.
The Children's Bible.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Is
Mouse
banned.
On the list.
Yeah, Mouse was on the list.
Wait.
Well, the
Wait.
Children's Bible has copulating top to bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's begetting everybody.
Yeah.
Wait, Andy, Mouse is on the list. So
Mouse is on the list. I'm wrong. You're right. I apologize.
But
you were right, honey.
But you sounded right, Andy. That's the most important thing, even though
yeah,
you were
I was
wrong.
So sure.
Yeah, you sounded so right. And you were
Once
so
again.
Funny. You
yeah.
were so funny while you were sounding right.
Do you remember that time, honey, when I really was right?
No.
Oh, I remember it because I made a note to myself.
Oh, like remember what this moment Aww. Felt like?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I circled the date on the refrigerator calendar.
Well, I love you.
I love you too.
Bye, Beth. Okay, there's a new top trending search here that we have not covered.
Okay.
It's the Pastor Mike Todd Transformation Church.
Oh, I bet he's in some trouble.
Yep.
Is he sucking little boys' tongue?
He's blasphemous. He's disgusting. He did something really gross at an Easter service.
Did he book Metallica for the Easter service?
I don't know.
Did he blow up 11,000 cows?
18,000, no.
Sorry, 18,000, yeah.
Boy, I don't know what he did.
Did he read to the children from Mouse?
No. I'm trying to figure out what he did here. An extravagant Easter service that has people very upset. It looks like...
Did he make a very, very unwise and impulsive professional football trade?
No, it was vulgar.
Oh, it was vulgar.
He did a lavish and elaborate dance performance on a big stage mimicking Hollywood awards shows. So,
oh, that's unforgivable.
Yeah, you had...
Unforgivable.
You had people pretending to go all the way. And things like that.
Oh,
yeah.
They were mimicking the moves.
Yeah, the moves.
They were pretending to hook up
yep.
on stage.
That's it.
I can see why that's trending coast to coast.
Yeah.
Oh, can I go home now?
You may. So we're not going to see you for 6 weeks.
Well, I'll be here. You'll be interviewing me.
That's true. You will be on the air. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to be airing the interviews that listeners have been conducting.
You don't want to solicit any new ones?
No. I think we will still get requests, especially once they start getting aired. And
okay.
certainly we're open to scheduling more. And my email is ken@wfmu.org.
Ken, will you promise me one thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Will you stay as cool as you are?
I will, even though I have to run the station in your absence. And I know that that's going to have a very sobering effect on me.
You're going to do fine because you've been watching me.
Yeah.
You've been taking notes. I think it's time to fly solo.
Right. And I can still call you, right?
I'm like the pilot of the plane. I ate some bad fish. I'm sick. I can't land the plane. It's up to you, the stewardess. Stewardess Ken.
Right. I'm Sandra Bullock.
You're Sandra Bullock. You've got to land the plane.
Right. Did she have to land the plane?
I think
or
she
something?
Had to drive the bus.
She had to drive the bus. Who had to land the plane? And then Sandra Bullock also had to fly the spaceship with George Clooney.
Oh, that was Gravity.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, in airport. Who landed the plane?
Yeah.
Karen
Valentine?
No. Oh, I'm blanking. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
Hey, thanks, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Karen Black?
Karen Black.
It was Karen Black.
I think so.
All right.
Well, I mean, in 6 weeks, you can call the show and tell me if I'm right.
Have a great time in Toronto.
Toronto, France. Don't come looking for me.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
Because I'm not there.
With Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.